exceptions. It makes simple, logical sense, unlike the ways of men, which are filled with flaws, irregularities, and double meanings. Allomancy is a thing of nature.
A thing of nature. For every push, there is a pull, a consequence. That's important, Vin whispered.
What?
A consequence.
The thing she had felt at the Well of Ascension had been a thing of destruction, like Alendi described in his logbook. But it hadn't been a creature, not like a person. It had been a force, a thinking force, but a force nonetheless. And forces had rules. Allomancy, weather, even the pull of the ground. The world was a place that made sense, a place of logic. Every push had a pull. Every force had a consequence. She had to discover, then, the laws relating to the thing she was fighting. That would tell her how to beat it.
Vin?
Elland asked, studying her face. Vin looked away.
It's nothing, Elland. Nothing I can speak of, at least.
He watched her for a moment.
He thinks that you're plotting against him, Rhene whispered from the back of her mind.
Fortunately, the days when she had listened to Rhene's words were long past. Indeed, as she watched Elland, she saw him nod slowly and accept her explanation. He turned back to his own contemplations. Vin rose, walking forward, laying a hand on his arm. He sighed, raising the arm and wrapping it around her shoulders, pulling her close. That arm, once the weak arm of a scholar, was now muscular and firm.
What are you thinking about? Vin asked.
You know, Elland said.
It was necessary, Elland. The soldiers had to get exposed to the mists eventually.
Yes, Elland said. But there's something more, Vin. I fear I'm becoming like him.
Who?
The Lord Ruler.
Vin snorted quietly, pulling closer to him.
This is something he would have done, Elland said, sacrificing his own men for a tactical advantage.
You explain this to Ham, Vin said. We can't afford to waste time.
It's still ruthless, Elland said. The problem isn't that those men died. It's that I was so willing to make it happen. I feel brutal, Vin. How far will I go to see my goals achieved? I'm marching on another man's kingdom to take it from him.
For the greater good?
That has been the excuse of tyrants throughout all time. I know it, yet I press on. This is why I didn't want to be emperor. This is why I let Penrod take my throne from me back during the siege. I didn't want to be the kind of leader who had to do things like this. I want to protect, not besiege and kill. But is there any other way? Everything I do seems like it must be done. Like exposing my own men in the mists. Like marching on Fadrick City. We have to get to that storehouse. It's the only lead we have that could even possibly give us some clue as to what we're supposed to do. It all makes such sense. Ruthless, brutal sense.
Ruthlessness is the very most practical of emotions, Rhene's voice whispered. She ignored it. You've been listening to Set too much.
Perhaps, Elland said. Yet his is a logic I find difficult to ignore. I grew up as an idealist, Vin. We both know that's true. Set provides a kind of balance. The things he says are much like what Tyndall used to say.
He paused, shaking his head.
Just a short time ago, I was talking with Set about allomantic snapping. Do you know what the noble houses did to ensure that they found the allomancers among their children?
They had them beaten, Vin whispered.
A person's allomantic powers were always latent until something traumatic brought them out. A person had to be brought to the brink of death and survive. Only then would their powers be awakened. It was called snapping. Elland nodded.
It was one of the great, dirty secrets of so-called noble life. Families often lost children to the beatings, Those beatings had to be brutal for them to evoke allomantic abilities. Each house was different, but they generally specified an age before adolescence. When a boy or girl hit that age, they were taken and beaten near to death. Vin shivered slightly. I vividly remember mine, Ellen said. Father didn't beat me himself, but he did watch. The saddest thing about the beatings was that most of them were pointless. Only a handful of children, even noble children, became allomancers. I didn't. I was beaten for nothing.
You stopped those beatings, Elland, Vin said softly.
He had drafted a bill soon after becoming king. A person could choose to undergo a supervised beating when they came of age, but Elland had stopped it from happening to children. And I was wrong, Elland said softly. Vin looked up. Allomancers are our most powerful resource, Vin, Elland said, looking out over the marching soldiers. Set lost his kingdom, nearly his life, because he couldn't marshal enough allomancers to protect him. And I made it illegal to search out allomancers in my population.
Elland, you stopped the beating of children.
And if those beatings could save lives, Elland asked, like exposing my soldiers could save lives? What about Kelsier? He only gained his powers as a Mistborn after he was trapped in the pits of Hathsin. What would have happened if he'd been beaten properly as a child? He would always have been Mistborn. He could have saved his wife.
And then wouldn't have had the courage or motivation to overthrow the final empire.
And is what we have any better? Elland asked. The longer I've held this throne, Vin, the more I've come to realize that some of the things the Lord Ruler did weren't evil, but simply effective. Right or wrong, he maintained order in his kingdom.
Vin looked up, catching his eyes, forcing him to look down at her. I don't like this hardness in you, Elland.
He looked out over the blackened canal waters. It doesn't control me, Vin. I don't agree with most of the things the Lord Ruler did. I'm just coming to understand him, and that understanding worries me.
She saw questions in his eyes, but also strengths. He looked down and met her eyes.
I can hold this throne only because I know that at one point I was willing to give it up in the name of what was right. If I ever lose that, Vin, you need to tell me.